Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. Jesus was lifted up. And this short little phrase refers to the entire Paschal mystery in three ways. Jesus is lifted up on the cross. And then Jesus is lifted up from the grave. And then Jesus is lifted up into heaven. The glory of Jesus in heaven is always tied to the glory of Jesus being lifted up on the cross. And it is the same for us. If we want that glory in heaven, if we desire to go to heaven, then we also follow in the same order that Jesus does. If we too want to be lifted up into heaven, well, first, we're also going to have to be lifted up from the grave. We have to be resurrected. And then before that, we have to be lifted up on the cross, just like Jesus. We too have to be conformed to Christ, because Jesus says, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man." So if we want to go up to heaven, Jesus is the only way. But Jesus died on the cross. He was lifted up. And he reminds us then, as we celebrate during this Easter season, that we bask in the glory of the resurrection by also remembering the glory of the cross and the healing power of the cross, because by his wounds we were healed. The serpent, that bronze serpent, was lifted up in the desert during Moses' time, and that brought healing to the people. And Jesus, when we look on that crucifix, there is great healing power. And everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. But we must remember that belief in God must also include right living. Because what does St. James say? Even the demons believe, and yet they shudder, they tremble. It's not enough to just believe in God, just to believe, oh yes, he died on the cross for me. We also have to believe unto God and live according to the faith. Even the demons have faith, but they don't have faithfulness. Faith in God can never be separated from faithfulness to God. As one of the church fathers said, we can have right doctrine, but it is useless without right living. And so we must have a living faith. Faith, as St. James talks about, with works. Works of mercy, with love. And you know what kills our faith? Mortal sin. Our relationship with God becomes dead when we commit grave sin with full knowledge and deliberate consent. And yet, Jesus, again, pours out his mercy on us so that we can continue to be conformed to him. And so, just as he tells Nicodemus, you must be born anew, must be born from above, must be born again. He's talking about baptism, that healing power of baptism, the water baptism, wipes us clean. Well, if we sin again, we can't be born a third time. We can't be born again, because baptism is permanent. But we can restore the grace of our baptism with confession. So that healing power of Christ that comes out from his heart, from his wounded side, it also restores that perfection that baptism brings. In a certain sense, every time, you know, when we first are baptized and then continually keep going to confession, what are we doing? We're dying to self. Because that is the challenge of Easter. The glory of Easter is that we are given new life in Christ. But then what does that mean? It means your life is no longer your own. Your life now is in Christ. That is what we're thankful for. But there is a challenge with that, because it means a dying to self. And so that is why, if we want to be lifted up into heaven, we must also be lifted up on the cross. Die to self so that we can be conformed to Christ more perfectly. And practically, how do we keep helping to do that? Well, prayer, of course, is always, first and foremost, the most important thing. If you're not praying, then you're not being faithful. Praying every day is essential to having faithfulness to God, to believing unto God. But then you must also keep taking those practical, concrete steps to grow in virtue, because those good habits you build up will help you overcome your bad habits, the vices you have, the temptations you face. And through that, you are given the freedom to love God more faithfully. When we look on that cross, we are reminded of the glory of Christ, who loved us even though we were sinners, even though we wounded him. And there is the challenge, there is the glory of Easter joy, is that God loved us even though we were sinners, and he died for us. And so we are invited, we are challenged to do the same, to love others even in the most trying of circumstances, to be like Jesus on the cross and say, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." And if we can be then conformed to Christ on the cross, then we can rise up to new life with him. We can rise up from the grave, not to condemnation, but to eternal life, and then into the glory of heaven.